The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Gosscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Kendra Becker. The Gosscast is brought to you this season by Irish-owned CBD company Greenheart CBD. Started by Paul Walsh and Mark Canavan, the brand has already become a huge hit, even getting a mention in Vogue magazine, and as I always say, on goss.ie too. That's the real hit. You can log on to greenheartcbd.ie right now, where you can choose from the highest quality CBD oils, which are homogenized in the most natural and chemical-free method with full traceability from seed to shelf. While they can't make any medical claims, as CBD oil is considered a food supplement, many have used CBD oil to treat issues like anxiety and depression. So for more information about CBD oils and the projects in which Greenheart CBD are working on, you can visit their website, greenheartcbd.ie. We're actually going to have them on maybe next week or the week after, and we might show some of the products.
Yeah.
As well, definitely. So we can explain them. I'm very excited for this week's episode because we're talking about cheaters.
Yeah.
Celebs.
And there's many.
Who've cheated. There's many. So many. Now, to avid Gosscast listeners, you'll remember that Miss Kendra Becker, or as I call her, Becker, previously said...
We'll never forgive you.
We'll never forgive. Kendra said that she will never utter the name Tristan Thompson again, but most of this episode is dedicated to you, boo. Dedicated to you, Tristan.
So I can't believe I have to talk about this man again on this podcast.
You kind of want
but
to,
but I know I do want to.
Like, it's funny, we were talking about this episode that we were going to do this on celebrity cheating scandals, and I was like, God, what ones can we actually talk about? It's actually more, what can we not talk about? There's so many, like, over the years, like, really out there stories. Like, I do feel like the idea of a love triangle is a celebrity Hollywood thing. It seems to always happen to people. Like, when we'll go through them all in detail, but some of the ones that jumped out was obviously the Ashley Cole, Cheryl, Jude Law, and the nanny. Like, I'm excited to get into that. Yeah. But we have to definitely start off with TT, Tristan Thompson. Let's go. So he's obviously back.
Someone
in the
needs
news.
To lock this man up and throw
lock
away
him
the
up.
Key.
Zip throw up. Do you remember Twink? Zip up your Mickey. You know, as Twink would say, zip it up. Like, honestly.
He actually does need to, though.
So, like, you know he needs to. So, like, he's back in the news for another cheating scandal. But let's go back to the original cheating scandal. What year was that, 2019?
No, it was 2018.
I was sitting in the Roosevelt pool, lying in LA, thinking all was good. And then, literally, out of nowhere, the biggest scandal of, like, the year.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think you're talking about the Jordan Woods thing. His cheating scandal started a year before
that. Oh, sorry. Yes, the original.
Days before Khloé gave birth to their daughter, True.
So talk me through that. That was when CCTV footage.
Yeah. Okay. So TMZ basically published this video of him, like, getting very close to these two girls in a club. And then there was photos of him coming out of a hotel.
So
it
wasn't her hands, like, all up in his crotch.
Yeah, like, it was
bad.
Very incriminating.
Yeah,
video.
And he had like a hood up, but it was like he was 7 feet
tall. Yeah, and it was like,
tall.
We know it's you, Tristan.
But, like... And then the footage going into the hotel, they were just, like, walking in.
Yeah, so but this all broke, like, literally days before Khloé had their baby girl. Which was horrible, and it all kind of played out on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kardashians fans will know.
Yeah.
And she kind of had not that she had no choice, but she kind of just moved past it. Was like, look, I'm literally in labor. Let's just move on. And remember the scenes of, like, Kim standing behind Tristan in the hospital room, and she was literally like, fuck you.
I know.
Like
I don't know
bad.
How I would handle that situation in terms of, like, not like Khloé, God knows. But I mean, even for her sisters to be in the delivery suite and be like, oh, hey, Tristan.
So awkward. And then, like, on top of that, like, the cameras watching the entire thing.
At the same time. The thing I felt so bad for back then, I don't feel bad for Khloé now, and I'll get into that. But the first time I really did feel bad, because obviously everything had gone down with Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
It was like such a bad breakup. We learned so much that had been going on behind the scenes. Like, he'd been addicted to drugs. He'd been using prostitutes. Like, he'd been cheating. It was very, very bad.
She had such a bad time.
So bad. Yeah. Then she got with French Montana. Like, it just seemed like things weren't working out. And then when she got with Tristan. Now, obviously, I think it was only weeks after she got with Tristan, it came out that Tristan's ex was just having a baby, remember?
Yeah, Jordan Craig.
Jordan Craig. So I remember thinking that was a bit odd. Mm-hmm. And the first time Chloe put up a picture with Tristan was like the day Jordan gave birth. And I remember there's a lot of questions over that. So I was always a little bit uneasy over him. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like he was all in it. They did the pregnancy announcement. It seemed like Chloe had kind of finally got her happy ending. So when the footage came out, one of the first things I remember thinking was, he didn't even bother to try and hide it. Like, we know from our own experiences in this world.
Yeah.
Celebrities know how to cheat. You don't
at
walk in a hotel.
At least have the decency to try.
Jump out of a different car. You know, walk in with friends. Walking next to each other, going in and out of a hotel is like rule number one of what not to do if you're a high profile celebrity. So I remember just thinking, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, and she's about to give birth to their daughter and he actually doesn't care. So I remember thinking even back then, so that was 2018, I remember thinking even then, that man is never going to change. If he's going to do it then, when you're the person you love the most is about to give birth, when would you not cheat?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I think the moral of this entire podcast is pretty much going to be like, a leopard never changes their spots, or a tiger never changes their stripes for my shirt.
Or men are pricks, you know, whichever.
Yeah, men are just pricks. Men are that's pricks. All. That but so that whole, that was the first cheating scandal that happened with Tristan. And like I said, they kind of, I think the fact that they were just about to have a baby, they just kind of moved past the entire thing.
Yeah.
And then a year later, less than a year later, it broke that he was caught getting very close. Well, kissing.
I think it's actually, I thought you were going to say getting jiggy with it.
Well, essentially.
Getting jiggy with Jordan.
With Jordan Woods.
Yeah, that was
Kylie Jenner's best friend.
The biggest shocker.
Yeah.
Literally the biggest shocker. Of all the people, I was just so surprised. Was I surprised at Tristan?
No.
No.
So remember how dramatic it was when the story broke? It was like, so Hollywood Unlocked broke the story. And it's kind of like this local gossip blog in LA.
That like made their whole career.
Yeah, it literally did. Like, launched. Because I'd actually never heard of them before. And they broke the story and it was all on Instagram. Mm. And then everyone's kind of like, don't know if it's true.
No way.
And then Chloe commented under the post with a load of like shouting emojis. And we were like,
we nearly dropped dead.
It was so
And Larsa Pippen commented on it too, remember? There were a lot of
people. Kardashians, now ex-friend.
Now ex-friend. But a lot of people connected to them were like liking it. And I was like, oh,
that's when
shit.
We knew that it was like, it was real. True. But because when it broke, it was just such an unbelievable story, because she was Kylie Jenner's best friend, like very well known. They literally always posted, they were practically like sisters.
And
they
as well, Jordan was a part of the Good American campaign. She saw the trauma that Chloe went through when he cheated on her originally.
Yeah.
The whole thing though, when it played out on the Kardashians, remember I was very skeptical of it, because there was a lot of reports at the time that when this Jordan Tryst happened. We don't know how
tryst,
far,
if you will.
We don't know how far it went. But the most people there were saying Tristan and Chloe were not together. That's why he was at a random, like he had his own house in LA and he was like having a house party that she was not invited to. But then in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians series, Chloe was like, oh, I have a tummy bug and I just haven't seen Tristan in 2 weeks. Like, no love, like you're broken up.
Yeah.
And then they made it look even worse that there was a cheating scandal. But I do think that they were not together. Like, any of the reports said they weren't together. It was still a scandal because of who it was. But I don't actually think Chloe and Tristan were back together at that point. I think they had broken up.
Well, you wouldn't know. They've literally like gotten together and then broken
so
up
many
like 4,000 times. But yeah, that was just like the most shocking thing ever. And then remember she went on Red Table Talk.
Oh my.
Remember we watched that in the office together.
Yeah. Because it was like a really random time. It was like
live. Yeah, it was at like 7 p.m. or
that
something.
That was so crazy. And remember, like, the way she retold the story, she was just like, I don't know. It wasn't very authentic. Like, she didn't really admit too much.
And
she
then remember in the middle of it, Chloe was like tweeting saying that she was lying and everything.
And Jada was like trying to protect her. The only thing she like admitted to was like sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
But there was reports at the time, remember, that like when she walked in, everyone was told to put their phones away. So it was like it was a plan.
Like that stuff.
It's happened more than once. Like this, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a dramatic couple of months that was. Now, I do feel so sorry for Chloe, because this is obviously entertainment to the outside world, but like this is her life. It's the father of her child. But another theme of this podcast is like leopards. Like you were saying, they never change their spots. It's frustrating to watch as a Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan and just as a fellow woman. Like the fact she took him back so many times. And it's actually worse that they have a kid together. I think a lot of women are always like, well, he's the father of my child, so I'm going to make it work. I'm kind of like, I think the opposite. I'm like, if you're in a bad, toxic relationship, you should not be in that with your child in the middle of it. I think you should just separate, go your separate ways, have a healthy co-parent relationship and leave it at that. So she's obviously mad to have another child, and that was kind of played out in the latest season of Keeping Up With The Kardashians. And we talked about this before in the podcast, like they kind of slowly edged him back into the show.
Yeah.
Kim refollowed him on Instagram.
He started doing confessionals on the show. I was like, every time he was on the confessional, I was like, get him off my screen.
So stupid as well. He'd be like, But he didn't really say much. Yeah. I was like, okay. Like he didn't really add anything to the show, but obviously it's for income for him too. Like he gets money, but I think Khloé was like hell bent on making him look like a better guy. But little did we know behind the scenes, because now he's being sued for yet another paternity suit.
Yeah. So basically what happened was, so after the whole Jordan thing, we obviously thought that they
were
take him back ever. We were like, couldn't possibly. He literally like
humiliated
her
on a worldwide scale.
But then the pandemic happened and they were isolating with their daughter True, and obviously one thing led to another.
When you isolate, you don't go back, you know?
This pandemic has been a tough time for us all. And they basically got back together last year and they were kind of like keeping it under wraps, and then they kind of came clean about
it. Can I just say though, like any couple can survive in a pandemic.
Yeah.
There's no outside people involved. Yeah. Like if you just had your boyfriend and your child in a house in a locked down estate, there's not many problems that can come up.
Yeah.
Tristan's problem happens when he leaves the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think he's cheated on her in their house. Like it's been outside. So like obviously things were going to work.
But like the interesting thing about it is, so like they got back together like sneakily kind of last year.
Yeah.
And then in March of this year, it was Tristan's 30th birthday and Khloé posted a photo of him and her on Instagram for the first time. Big tribute to him, like saying happy birthday, proud she was, and like the fact she was like, I love you, so glad we worked things out kind of thing. And this is an interesting date to bring up because... So I think like 2 or 3 months. Yeah, so it was June then that I think US Weekly reported that they had split up again. Yes. Everyone's like, oh God.
Yeah.
And at the time there was some rumors about him cheating again.
At he a party. Caught,
yeah, at a party with two girls.
In like a bedroom at a house party.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh God, here we go again. And then last week we found out about this paternity suit that was filed against him in June. Yeah. And it's this woman, she's a personal trainer from from Texas.
Yeah.
And her name's Marley Nichols. And
was he living there?
No. So what happened was he was there for his 30th birthday celebrations in March.
Go. Yeah. And Khloé wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there. And he basically
every time he leaves the house, literally.
I know.
Yeah.
So she has basically claimed in the suit that they conceived this baby in March when he was in Texas in Houston celebrating his birthday, and in the suit he says that they did have sex then.
Oh,
so like he fully admits to it, but he's still like, I still want a paternity test, I don't know if it's actually mine.
A part of me is like, poor Khloé. A part of me is like, well, how many more times do you need to be taught this lesson?
Yeah.
He cheats every time.
Also, like, have the decency to, like, use protection if you're going to cheat.
But sometimes like, these celebrities, they genuinely think they're gods. They're treated like gods. They just don't care. And the thing is, like, when you look at Tristan, like, I know these suits have come up. People have come out. I wonder how many people haven't come out. Like, I think this is, like, the tip of the iceberg with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thing is, in the last season of Keeping Up With The Kardashians, Khloé was like, I want another kid. Let's freeze embryos together. I'm like, are they still going to have kids together? Because this is the thing that really bothers me. I don't understand why you'd want a toxic man like that in your life all the time as the father of your daughter.
Mm.
Like, for me, that's why you should cut someone out. I totally disagree with this whole idea of... we have kids, we need to make it work. I'm like, if it's bad, let your kids just live their life separately with you two, because kids can pick up and stuff like that. Like, it's just not a nice environment to grow up in. So like, what's gonna happen there? Because like, she's obviously struggling to conceive in general.
Yeah.
Like, is she still gonna have another child with him?
You know what pisses me off about this whole thing is like, Tristan, he's like clearly a fucking serial cheater, right?
Yeah.
But every time they break up, he like love bombs the shit out of her. He's commenting on all her photos. Like, leave her the fuck alone.
Sending her worrying texts. Wasn't there like reports, and I think she said it too, that he you'd be like really upset.
Yeah, it's really like down, such horrible.
I'm lost without you. But this is what behavior. Happens in these situations with guys.
Yeah.
They do. I know this from like hearing this from my friends, like, you know, guys who cheat and then they show up the next day with like roses and they're crying at the front door and they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, and it's very, I think it is hard for a girl in that situation because like all you want is for things to go back the way they were before. But I think once a guy cheats, there is no going back to the way it was before. The line has been crossed. Yeah. Like, unless it's like, I've always said that like, if I was married with kids and my husband told me he had like a one night stand, I think I might be able to get over it if I knew it was like a one night thing and he admitted it and he was like, I fucked up. If it was like an affair or if it was more than one time, then it needs to be like, yeah, okay, get on the boat, you're gone, yeah, jump in the lift.
Get out.
Like, yeah, there's like, I would probably, I know that's so controversial to say, but I have thought about it before. If it was like a one night thing and we were married and all that sort of stuff, I think I'd be like, things happen.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between a one drunken night and being a serial, yeah, cheater.
Like, he's done this so many times.
And the problem with the first time, I found, like I was saying about walking into the hotel, he wasn't off his head. Like, he was able to make decisions. He was able to escort her to the hotel. He knew what he was doing. Like, that, you can't even blame drink on that situation. Like, he fully was aware and didn't care. So, like, I really hope for her sake that she leaves it now. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they're back together again.
Oh, like, it would like, actually just really crush my soul. But this is the problem, though. I wish he would just leave her alone and let her kind of move on.
Yeah.
Because it's him. It's him. He's commenting on her photos. He's being obviously like mama, sending her gifts and like all this stuff. And she like tries to win her back.
Remember
all the time?
In the season after the Jordan thing, I think it was, she'd be like, Tristan's like sending me in a spa day, and she'd be like smiling and I'm like, you're loving this. That's the toxic part of that, those sort of relationships, is she's obviously addicted to the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
So she keeps staying in, and I think she's now freaking out about her age and she's like, well, I'm having trouble conceiving, I need to have another child. I just hope for her sake this is it. Because the next couple we're going to talk about, and it's an important point to kind of bridge the gap between these two stories, is Ashley Cole and Cheryl. So I remember when they finally split, I remember, I think it's in her biography, she literally was like, I actually didn't want to break up with him, but he had cheated so many times, like it had been in the public so many times, she felt she had no choice but to break up with him because literally she was so humiliated. Yeah. She was like, I can't, for like womankind, like I can't do it. So let's talk about that. That was one of probably the worst cheating scandals. The and footballers was, are bad.
Yeah, and it was, so this all played out when she was at the height of her career on X Factor. It was such a big deal that she
her
was a
solo
judge
career
on that.
Was huge.
Yeah. And then, and I think like this is probably a controversial way of putting it, but it kind of shot her to start.
It made her entire career. Yeah.
Because people,
was she
kind
on
of,
X Factor? The first, that was the first year she was on the X Factor.
She joined X Factor in 2008, and I think his first cheating scandal was 2009.
Okay, yeah,
so it was literally in the middle.
Because I remember she was kind of big, and it was like, oh, she got the X Factor, but then it was like she was Jennifer Aniston level. Yeah. It was like she was so big. Remember, she did that performance of Fight for Our Love after the last cheating scandal, was it? Like, it's on YouTube if you look it up. I think it was an X Factor one.
Yeah.
And, like, she has sunglasses on and, like, you know, she's, like, bawling crying.
Yeah.
Like,
it was just so bad. So, like, the first scandal, he was accused of cheating on her with, like, a hairdresser
or
something.
I remember that.
Like,
and
that
she said that he made her get an abortion and stuff.
Yeah.
And that, like
really
he vomited
bad.
In her bed. The kiss and tells in the UK press are so...
Oh, God.
Like,
this was, like, at the height of kiss
of
and tells when
and
they
I'm
were, like,
anti
all
them.
Over.
Like, I am very much, like, I don't think it's right to exploit anyone's sexual activity, whether it's pictures, videos, or talking it. Like, I personally don't like it.
Yeah.
But it was... so shocking, the details that came out. It was
how
like
much money do you
page.
Think like the likes
oh,
of her would have gotten?
£5,000 minimum, some £20,000
yeah.
pounds. Yeah. Easily.
It's just so bad. But like when that all happened,
didn't he go and see her later that night or something when you actually looked into the
yeah
it's,
and
oh,
it was just the
so
details
bad.
Were really gross and sickening. She really actually does go into it in her biography, which is really good, by the way. You should all read it. But
Kendra
she,
is an absolute Cheryl stan.
I
by
love
the way.
Cheryl. Yeah. I actually like went
like
to her
she's gone
well.
To see her. Yeah.
so
anytime
good.
I see her, I, like I come up on my feed, I just think of you.
yeah, like I'm just like
love her.
I just
love her.
But so she
yeah,
basically
she
stayed with him. She stayed with him, and like for months later, they like put on a united front. They were like back together, and then I think like it was less than 2 years later or something, he was accused of cheating with 4 more women.
Oh my God.
Four. And that was,
and
just
all came,
like,
out the same, like, week.
Yeah. And it was just so bad. And the fact that she had, like, chosen to stay with him. Mm-hmm. And like you said, she literally just felt like she had no choice but to end things.
She didn't want to. That's what makes me so sad. But like, that's the problem with these toxic situations, is that the women are in such a low point. It's like such a abusive dynamic that they actually don't even want them to leave.
Yeah.
Like, they feel so deserted and unloved that they need them back, which is so messed up. Like, you'd want these women, and it's always such hugely high, like, all the women we're talking about today, like, they're all, like, successful, stunning businesswomen, actresses. Like, yeah, it's so sad that, like, they'd be in a situation like that and be like, well, like, let's just make it work. It's like, no. Like, once, like I said, maybe, and I don't even know if that's true, like, if it happened to me, maybe I'd be like, get out, I'm chopping your balls off. But like, that many times, like, how could you still want to be with someone?
You know what Chloe and Cheryl actually have in common, aside from terrible men cheating on them?
Yeah.
They're both Cancers. Star sign. Which is Kendra. My star sign. So I'm like,
you would never put up with that shit.
But I'm like, am I just destined to be cheated on by my husband?
But you, like, the only difference don't is put they're up like, though,
they're getting cheated on by, like, superstar athletes. I'll get cheated on by fucking Dave, who works with APNG or something. Yeah. Like,
Dave.
It's not as cool.
When, if we compared each other, I'm definitely more likely to get into that dynamic. I'm very bad at forgiving people. I'm always like, I'll take them back.
Yeah, you're like, it's fine.
It's fine. Actually, have you ever been cheated on that you know of?
No. Well, not that I fucking know of.
No, you probably haven't then, if you don't. I know for...
Have you?
For a fact, one of my exes, I found out afterwards. I never tell you that story.
Tell me who else.
I'll tell you who off air. No, yeah, I found out after, and it was the most, like, traditional, boring sort of cheating story. Like, it was stag. It was on a stag.
Oh, why? Yeah. Was it, like, with a stripper or something?
No, but it was some randomer in a stag. Like, it was just whatever. But I found out after we broke up, and I'd broken up with him, so I actually didn't really care. But when I found out about it, I was just like, it's like the most boring cheating story ever. Like, at least spice it up. Like, it was honest.
it would have been better if it was with the stripper.
It's like, I'd have more respect if it was a fun story. But like, you know, like when there's in movies, like, men always leave their wives for a secretary. That's what it felt like. And then there was a guy that I dated when I was like 19, and I have no proof, but like, everyone on earth was like, he's definitely cheating on you. And there was one time I hadn't heard from him for like,
like, why did they think that though?
Because he's just a dickhead. Okay. But he would go missing all the time.
Oh,
you know,
like, one of those.
There was one time I hadn't heard from him in like 24 hours, and I remember he rang me and I was in work, and I was like, where the fuck have you been? Like, and he was like, it's not as if I cheated on you or anything. And then I was like, well, now I think you have. Why would you say that in your first sentence? And I remember he would just used to love house parties and stuff, so it just was the perfect fit for someone who would cheat. So I'd say he probably did. But in that situation, I remember just being like, oh, like, so I get what those,
he was just one of those classic fuckboys, really.
Yeah. And I just,
you know, I
felt
actually
bad.
I was actually thinking about this earlier when I was like thinking about things to do with the podcast. I kind of hate the term fuckboy, because it's kind of made like lads who cheat kind of
are
like this cool thing.
And
it's like, no, they're just arseholes.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Like, fuckboys makes them sound cool.
Yeah,
they're not cool.
They're not cool.
They're just pricks, really.
But yeah, I've never been in a situation where I'm seeing someone really serious and like this happens in the middle of it and I have to deal with it. So like, I obviously don't know, but I get it. When you have kids, it's different. That's why I have thought about it before. I've been like, if I found out it was a one night thing, what would I do? And my belief is that I'd probably be really upset, but I'd be like, right, like, let's just move on for the sake of the kids and stuff like that. But if it was an affair, that's
so different.
That I'll be out the door before the sentence is even finished. For me, like, my insecurities would be emotional attachments. I don't know how much I'd care. Like, I
about a
care.
Random ride.
Like, I would care, but like, compared to if I heard they were like,
I love the way you said, I would care.
Like, I don't do it to me.
Like, don't.
No, I'd be devastated, obviously. But then when you think of like what an affair, and we'll talk about that in the Jude Law story. But it, like, with an affair, it's like you're booking hotel rooms, you're lying to your significant other.
Yeah, it's the lies.
Consistently. You're making plans, you're making sneaky weekends away, you're talking to them all the time. It's like literally another relationship. Like, that's what would, I don't think I could ever come back from that. There's just too much betrayal in that. Whereas like, being really, really drunk off your face, I'm not saying I'd accept it, I don't want it to happen, but if it was a one time thing, I think I'd possibly, if I was married and have kids, I might be able to get through that. Mm-hmm. But then I've never been faced with this. I definitely thought your mom was cheating on me loads, but like, I was in college. It just wasn't like, I was upset about it, but I wasn't like, this is my life partner. What am I going to do?
Yeah, you weren't like, I thought I was going to marry this guy.
No, we were just young, and that's the way it was. I've never cheated in my life. No. Like, I actually feel physically sick if someone even tries to flirt with me when I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it happening when I was younger. This really good friend of mine made a pass at me. It was like the biggest shock ever because we hung out all the time.
Yeah.
And I literally rang my boyfriend straight away, told him I felt like I was going to vomit. Like, the thoughts of it, I can't even deal. Like, I'm such a one man woman. It's yeah. weird. Like, I actually feel like it's so bad if I even fancy someone. I'm like, oh my god, why am I thinking like that? Like, so I'm the most uncheating person. Like, I would never ever yeah. do it. And if I ever start to fancy someone, one of the last people I broke up with, actually one of the reasons I did was because I started to fancy someone in work. And I remember being like, no, this must be over then, because I'm not going to be in this if I fancy someone.
Yeah,
it's actually one of the main reasons we broke up. So unlike everyone on this yeah. list, like, so with Ashley and Cheryl, right, I do remember as well, after they rekindled and didn't rekindle all that stuff, didn't she have like her 30th birthday or her 40th yeah. or something, and he was there.
Yeah, and I remember she was wearing this fucking unreal white dress.
Remember that dress?
Such a nice dress.
Yeah,
we
I
need
love
to find
that.
Out.
Was it in Vegas?
From. I can't remember.
It was somewhere.
Yeah, but I remember they were photographed together and everyone was like,
weren't they technically back together then?
Yeah, no, they were.
Yeah.
They were, yeah.
It's so
and the fact
crazy.
That he was there, everyone was like, oh God, he totally cheated on her. But yeah.
But it's mad. The girl he's with now is like the biggest Cheryl lookalike I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
It's so, so weird. And then yeah. the whole, I feel sorry for her as well. This is the thing, like when you go through the people on the list, the things that have happened to them, like then she got with Liam, had Bear, and now she's single again. Although maybe she's dating, we just don't know about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just going to like, randomly predict this. I wouldn't be surprised if she had another baby with Liam.
Would you not?
Yeah, like I think that
I'm
could happen.
I'm not a Liam fan at
no.
all.
That whole relationship was so bizarre. I don't
There's
know
so
why.
Many...
I think she was having some sort of midlife crisis there when they got together.
But like, I think women are so under pressure at that age to be like, shit, I don't have a man. I want to yeah. have a baby. And I think that's what happened with Chloe. Because Tristan and Chloe had their pregnancy very early into their relationship, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think she was just like,
and her sisters all had like 700
kids. All had 700
so.
Kids. yeah. Like, I feel like she was just like, I need to have a child.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And maybe that's what happened with Cheryl, because her and Liam had a child quite quickly as well.
Yeah, I think it was only, they were together like a year or something.
Yeah, it was really, really short. This is an interesting one because it's like cheating, but not technically cheating. Jada yeah. Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. So it's funny that they've now started talking about it, because now I can actually say the things that I've heard over the years. I think I said this to you before.
Yeah.
I've known forever that they're in an open marriage. Like literally everybody in Hollywood knows about it. Like
yeah.
they've both, I can't obviously say all the names, but they've both been linked to really high profile celebrities. One of them was linked to like a breakup of a celebrity couple. Like I've known for like probably a decade that they have an open marriage. Like it's always
like,
been talked
about.
It is
a thing in Hollywood. Like, you know, all these people in Hollywood, they're great actors, great singers, but they're not great at practicing monogamy.
No. Some of them are though, and they just cheat. But
yeah.
like with Jada and Will, it's a strange one how they approach it. So basically in 2020 August, who I don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah, I hadn't
heard
is he
a rapper?
Of him either. He's like an R&B singer or something.
So he gave an interview and he said that he was in a relationship with Jada and that mm-hmm. Will gave him his blessing
yeah.
to
yeah.
get together. But the way they've gone about this is odd. So remember Jada and Will did a red table talk again?
But they initially denied the whole thing and then they were like, we're bringing ourselves to the red table.
Now it's time.
Yeah.
It's a really awkward interview because he was basically saying, I was done with you. You got close to August. It wasn't okay. They had this huge talk. She admitted it to like not being faithful. But now here we are in 2021 and they've basically both admitted they're actually in an open marriage.
Yeah, so it was only like last month or something. Will did this big interview with GQ and he basically said that there has been points in their marriage. Now, he didn't say all the time. He
yeah.
said, like, most of the time they do, like, they are just faithful
yeah.
to each other. But he was like, over the years, we have had sexual relationships with other people.
Like,
which is like,
excuse
but like,
me?
Can we just go back to the red table talk? And this became the biggest meme ever of Jada being like, I got into an entanglement.
Entanglement? Yeah.
And Will was like, no, you just were
you're owed someone else.
Yeah. Like, she was like, it was an entanglement. He was like,
That what? Sounds like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's
consciously uncoupling.
Consciously uncoupling. I hate those terms. An entanglement with August. It's just, it's weird that he would let her take so much heat though in that Red Table Talk, because he was really like, I was done with you. Remember the way he spoke to her?
Yeah.
And she was like, I know. And now he's actually like, no, actually we've both been.
Because they were basically saying that like it did happen. She did have this relationship with your man August, but they said that they were broken up at the time, like 4 years ago. But like,
yeah, were they? Because she was saying that Will was done with her and he broke up with her.
Yeah.
It's just a very weird one because it's like, is it really a cheating scandal? And it kind of was at the time, but now we're up to speed and it's like, actually they're both. But like, how do open relationships work? Like, that's something I could never agree to.
Like, do you have a shared like Google calendar and you're like, right, I'm going to be with I'm going to be with her on Thursday night. Don't come into the bedroom.
Don't come in. Sock on the door. Don't. Like, imagine in your own family. Like, I can't.
I'd imagine some people do that.
It's played.
Like, you know people who are like polyamorous or something?
Polyamorous. They're never monogamous with anybody.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, because I've seen it played out in like movies and TV series more so. And even in those situations, it doesn't work out. I've never, like, I don't know, do you ever watch Arrested Development?
I've watched some of it.
There's like parts when Tobias and Portia de Rossi's character, how have I forgotten her name? Lindsay. Lindsay and Tobias. He's like a psychologist and he's like, couples always get in a situation where they do open marriages and they always think they're different, but it's always the same. And then he goes, but maybe we'll make it work. So it's like people just think maybe. I just, no, I don't
see how.
I am like a possessive person. Like, even though I'm saying there, if someone had sex, I'd take them back. It's not like that. That's more like if I was married and I had kids and it was complicated. But in general, like, I wouldn't be happy with a woman even touching my boyfriend.
I'd just
be like,
don't see how
her arm would be chopped off. So I'm like, how can you be comfortable? Because I've heard when people are in these relationships, they have rules.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, it can't be in our friend circle. Or like, let's say you both live in Dublin. Like, it can't be in Dublin. It has to be outside Dublin.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just don't come home for 2 days. And you're like, hey, honey, do you want some breakfast? Like, I'd be like, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
Whose house have you been in? Whose bed? Like, I just would feel sick. There's no way I could ever agree to that. And it's not that uncommon. Like, I've heard people talking about it where they've been in a relationship with someone for a while. Like, it's like leading to marriage. And then suddenly one day the boyfriend's like, look, are you up for an open relationship?
Like, you know, in Succession, the way Shiv just like,
Shiv
just brought it up on the night of their wedding.
Tom was like,
he's like, I love you.
So she was like, look, yeah, I think we should just
have fun.
Like an open
I'm
he
like,
was like,
don't get married.
It's our wedding night.
For me, I'm like, marriage is commitment. It's vows. It's spending your life together because you're so in love with each other. It's not put a ring on it and then I'm going to ride everyone else.
Yeah. Like, that's not how it works.
It's not how it
works. You're not allowed.
But like, honestly, some people on this list, maybe they think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Another really big scandal, which is not technically cheating because we obviously don't know for sure, but the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston love hexagon, because that was so wild.
Ooh.
That has to be one of the biggest scandals on earth. As in, even to this day, I mean, it happened in 2005. It's still making covers of magazines.
Yeah.
Like, it's still being talked about. So obviously, I don't know if you remember this. I actually had my blog at the time called Miss Red Blog, where I used to do random showbiz stories. And I remember these pictures basically landed everywhere. So him and Jennifer were still together.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is filming. And I remember these photos dropped and it was the two of them on a break from Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I don't know if you've seen these photos. She's like leaning against just like it's like a side of a building. She's kind of leaning against this kind of fence thing. And he's like leaning in towards her. And they're really close to each other. And she's like smiling. And he's like whispering in her ear. And that was the first thing that happened. And everyone was like,
everyone's like,
that's very friendly for two people that are on set. And then it was very quickly after that, they announced they're breaking up. And then there was do you remember, there was this, I don't know if you remember all this, but there was this front cover of a magazine. I think it was People or Variety or something. And it was like the perfect American family. And it was done in Mr. and Mrs. Smith style. So Angelina and Brad were in it. But like him and Jennifer hadn't even properly separated at this point.
Yeah.
And they were playing Happy Families on the cover. And I remember Jennifer did a huge interview and she said that that was the most hurtful thing that happened. And she
they were married.
They were still married. And she said like she felt like Brad was like missing a sensitivity chip. I remember that quote really well. She just couldn't understand. So then for years it was like, did they cheat? Did they not cheat? But then literally very like casually, Angelina in an interview a couple of years ago before they split up was just like, it's so great having Mr. and Mrs. Smith to show our kids because we can show our kids when we fell in love.
It's like,
and like
he was married. And
Mrs. Smith, great movie, by the way.
Such a good movie.
But their chemistry in that movie, like,
that's what made the movie so good.
Shit. It's like, you can.
They're talking palpable. About being possessive as I am sometimes. I'm not possessive, but I'd be a bit like. Like, if my man was like, I'm going off to film with Angelina Jolie to play her husband for the next 3 months.
I'm going off to film with Lara like Croft. I'd be like,
I'd saying my prayers, getting the divorce papers ready. I'd be like concerned. So like,
but Jennifer Aniston, she's like the hottest woman in the world.
That must have been like the biggest heartbreak ever to like him. Imagine him coming home being like, I've actually fallen in love with her. I'd say she thought like, that was going to happen anyway.
They had been married for 6 years. Like, it's a long time.
And they were like the it couple in Hollywood. I remember interviews of them on the red carpets. Like, there was one red carpet where her and Brad had walked it for the first time since their wedding, and someone was like, oh, how do you feel now that me and Brad are married? And she was like, it's just like being married to your best friend for the rest of your life. Like, they were the cutest couple ever.
Lauren Conrad tier.
Lauren Conrad, sure, I called her. So that was just, that's the one I always think of. So like, that was just such a sad thing. And then it turned into Team Jen and Team Angie, and I won't lie, I've always been Team Jen.
Always.
Like,
always.
I just felt so horrendous for her. And then when it all, like, happened, they had to go on the promo tour for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so it was, like, shoved in her face even more. Yeah. There's a literal film she can watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that literally outlines, like, them kissing. I just don't know how, like, she got through that. But yeah, I think
it's
a lot
not like
of people,
they held off on, like, going public with their relationship they like, after they were, like, we're
and then
together
had,
and
like,
they
75
adopt kids. Loads of kids, yeah, like, and have kids. And yeah.
And I remember there was a lot of reports at the time that Brad, like, always wanted a family, and, like, that maybe that was one of the reasons why he left Jennifer for Angelina, because she already had, I think, 2 kids adopted by then, or at least one. I think she had Maddox. But he really always wanted to have like a big family. But like, look how bad that situation has turned.
Oh God!
Like, yeah, they were happy families for a couple of years. Then they bought that huge chateau in France, yeah, which is like in the middle of all this like litigation at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then, do you remember, it all went downhill after they got married. They decided to get married.
Because like, they were obviously, they were properly started getting together in like 2005 when all this stuff with Jennifer happened. And they didn't get married until like 2014 or something. Yeah. And then 2 years later, they broke
up. They're like, see ya. I wonder, was that like a band-aid wedding? Was it like, right, let's try and keep the magic alive?
Yeah.
And I remember her wedding dress all had drawings from her kids on them. It was really weird. Or on her veil. Like, it was weird. I was like, I'm not into this. I'm not a massive Angie fan because I'm so team Jen.
You're like, is your wedding dress a scrapbook?
Like, is it? Like, she's done amazing things, obviously. Like, her humanitarian work and everything has been incredible. But
yeah,
I've been disappointed to see their divorce play out. It's very similar.
Well,
I mentioned
their divorce is actually finalized now. It's the custody battle that's like,
sorry,
really
yes,
nasty.
So this is the thing. I think I mentioned this before and we talked about Amber and Johnny Depp, right? We know how the industry works. TMZ and stuff don't just come upon papers. No. They don't come upon pictures. They get them directly from a very good source.
Yeah.
And unless every single celebrity has been backstabbed, most of them are giving them themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Brad Pitt stuff, like the accusation that he hurt Maddox on a plane, that he had a drinking problem, that all got leaked by someone.
I don't know.
Obviously
who.
From her camp. Like, I'm not saying it was her. And that was a bit disappointing. Like, there is definitely a kind of campaign on her side to tarnish his career.
Yeah.
And that, I don't like seeing that when there's kids involved too, because it's like the kids are obviously reading this stuff. Like, they're old enough to know what's going on. And I just think such serious situation like this, where there's a custody battle, it's over houses, it's when we're going to see the kids. Does it really need to play out in TMZ?
No. But like, she obviously has some sort of agenda there, and we don't know
what's actually
gone on behind closed doors.
I'm like,
don't know.
I wonder, is he just like, why did I cheat? Like, is this like the best story to
is
tell someone?
Is this like karma?
Like, you fall
biting him in the ass.
This is what happens. Maybe. Like, you fall in love with someone else. Is this what happens? I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel bad for everyone involved. Like, remember when they properly broke up, there was so many memes on Twitter about Jen being like,
Yeah, being like, well, sips tea.
I do feel sorry for her, though. Every time she like sneezes, it's like Jen's back abroad. It's like she hasn't seen him.
Yeah, or they're like, she's pregnant. She's had like 17 phantom pregnancies. Like, poor woman, like, leave her alone.
I feel bad for her too. Like, Justin Theroux, that breakup, I thought they were gonna be together forever.
I know.
He's also such a ride.
Like, secretly hoping they'll get back together.
But I love that Jen and Brad have stayed friends. Like, they've definitely reunited their friendship. Like, do you remember they filmed that movie during COVID?
Yeah,
loved that whole Zoom that they did. What was it called again? So summertime ish something.
Oh, I can't remember. They did like a table read thing, but like, oh god, like, I just loved the way they were like, yeah, he was like, hey, and so she was like, hey, Pitt.
And then,
like,
remember he was going really red. He was just like, but yeah, I would love to see them back together. Because, I mean, we talked about in the last podcast, if Ben Affleck and Jennifer can get back together, Jennifer Lopez, like, they were both called Bennifer.
Yeah.
They were both Bennifer. It's like, I'm team, let's get the other Bennifer back. You know what I mean?
I don't know. He fucked her over so bad.
But they're friends now. He's learned his
like
lesson.
Like, a part of me is like,
good luck to you.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. Like,
that was definitely, for me, though, one of the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. Another one I want to talk about, it's actually, I'm skipping Tiger Woods, we'll do him in a minute, because I just have to talk about the Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson one.
Because, like, we have to bring one in where it's the actual woman that did it, because, like, we don't want to be, like, hashtag not all men, you know?
But all but men. Like, but not all men. But most men, yeah. But 99.9%
of this was such a huge scandal.
So this was one I definitely broke on the site. Maybe I'm thinking of this one rather than Angie, when I had my blog site. I remember, it was very similar sort of pictures. There's definitely a fence in that one as well. But I remember being so shocked, because I feel like Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson were like the teen dream.
Couple. Yeah, so like, they were obviously in Twilight together. And
Twilight,
they were like,
was the biggest franchise the ever. Couple. They were like the new Brad and Jen, almost, like the younger, cooler. And then there was these pictures of her, and he was like whispering in her ear. It was very similar to the Angie pictures. And he was like leaning in. And then there was pictures of them in the car kissing.
Yeah. Yeah, there was proper photos of them kissing.
And that, and then
so it was basically, she was so, like, where are the
Snow, yeah,
so
Snow White.
July 2012, so it was like the height of Twilight. Mm-hmm. I think Twilight was just coming to an end. I think the last movie
the third movie
filmed.
Was about to start their publicity tour.
Yeah, and it was like really like, it was a huge franchise at the time. Mm. Like, they were huge movies. And she was basically papped kissing the director of
Snow White and the Huntsman,
which was like her first big role after Twilight. Yeah,
which she later got sacked from for getting with the director.
Oh god, the whole thing was so bad.
And he was also married.
Yeah.
The director.
So it was just, and he was like a good bit older than her.
Yeah.
Like, as well.
And the
not
photos
that really
were
matters,
so intimate. It was like, it looked like an affair that was going on. It didn't look like they were on an, like, random night out or whatever. It was obviously daytime.
Yeah.
They snuck off to like these hills. What photographer got them? I'd say he got $1 million for those photos.
But like, she was caught rapid. Like, it's so bad.
One of the most shocking things about that story for me, because I think Kristen Stewart's very private and she hates the press and she gives out about them. I actually remember seeing her at a panel discussion in Cannes. Mm-hmm. Her and Blake Lively did the session together, and the two of them just gave out about the constant press attention. But like, they love it at the same time when it's fashion, so I don't understand all of it. But anyway, I remember literally hours after the photos came out, she released a statement.
Yeah, she released a public apology.
And it was
to
obviously
Rob.
To Rob. Like, because that's how he found out, was through these photos. Like, Kristen didn't even know the photos were taken. It just got published everywhere. And she basically apologized to him, being like, I'm so sorry. Like, I fucked up. And then he was married. They broke up, the husband and wife, right?
I'm not sure. I just know that Kristen and Rob did stay together for like a year, and then they eventually broke up.
I think he might have broken up with his wife, Rupert Sanders. Now, he is a bit of a ride. But I remember then the next, Chris Hemsworth's in it as well. I remember the next movie was coming up.
I actually
up.
Liked those movies.
They were good. Yeah. But the next movie was coming up, and basically the studio were like, it's the director or it's Kristen.
Mm.
And they all stuck with him and they fired her.
Yeah.
So the next movie was just
The Huntsman.
They were like, no,
let's
Snow
just
White.
Take Snow White out.
Let's
of
just
that.
Actually, like, there is no Huntsman.
Let's go a new direction. Chris Hemsworth's like, grand.
Like, no worries. But like, when you think about how big a deal that was, poor Rob.
I love him.
Enamored with her. Like, I think he was so in love with her.
He's with Suki Waterhouse now.
Oh, is he?
Yes, they've been together ages. Yeah.
I actually didn't know. That's a very random fit.
They're cute together, though.
He was with FK Twigs for a while. Yeah. I was a fan of that one. Oh, my God, him and Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited to see, and this is a big thing for me to say, because remember, I'm like a huge Bond critic. I'm also a massive Batman critic.
I can't wait to see that.
But when I saw the trailer of him in it, I'm actually coming around to it. And Colin Farrell as the Penguin, I think it's going to be amazing.
But Robert's like, obviously, I think he got like painted with this teen heartthrob brush when he did Twilight.
I can just hear the Twilight
but
music
he's
in my head.
Actually
right
such a good actor.
No, he's very good.
He is brilliant.
I wouldn't see him as Batman personally. Like Ben Affleck, when he did it, kind of made sense to me. He's big, he's buff. Like Robert Pattinson for me, like even
people said the same about Christian Bale though, and he was like a brilliant Batman.
Christian Bale's one of the best actors of our time though. But no, I'm coming around to it. I'm starting to be like, I think he's going to be really, really good. But wasn't there like an interview only like a week or two ago where Kristen talked about the cheating scandal again? Like she's quite open about it now. Like she'll be like, that was the worst thing I ever done. And like they're friends now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're
like they're in each other.
Yeah.
And it must have been so hard because Twilight was so big, it was kind of like the One Direction of movies, as in like it got so, so massive. It must have been so hard to deal with because like they were in this little bubble together. Only they could understand it. Like, I mean, I kind of get why they stayed together. I'd say they felt there was no other option.
Twilight was kind of like the start of stan culture. You know the way we talked about this in the podcast the other day?
People
called themselves Twihards and they were like obsessed with them.
Do you know
what's
like,
so that's
funny?
That's why it was such a big scandal.
When I was in San Diego in 2008, so when did Twilight happen? 2010, 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
I remember being there and going to Comic-Con in San Diego, which is so random. You know what Comic-Con is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's so random. But I went, my boyfriend at the time, the one who definitely cheated on me, he was like really into comic books. So I went to Comic-Con. And anyway, there was posters everywhere for this new movie franchise. Because like in the movie promo world, like Cannes and all that, movies like that get promoted for 4 years before they get sold. And I remember these posters everywhere and no one gave a shit. It wasn't sold yet. But there was so much promo and they were trying to get, like the fact it was at Comic-Con, they were trying to get that fan, obsessive kind of fan base started. So when it all happened, it kind of made sense to me that it all kicked off like that. But God, that was such a shock when that happened. Just the fact that she even, I feel like she released a statement because Rob wouldn't talk to her maybe. Because it was just such a weird thing for her to be like, I'm going to take this public. She's the most private person.
I think it was because the photos were just so bad. Like, she just had to say something.
She had to say something.
They were just so, so bad. Like, whatever about being photographed entering the same hotel as someone, you can literally be like, oh, we were there for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, but these were like, she was upon him.
She
like,
was upon
you know?
Him. Like, so I'd say, because I remember the first photo was in like a parking lot of like, I don't know, a shopping mall or something. And then the photos, it's like the photographer saw her and must have been like, oh, I must follow her and get photos. And then got to the top of the mountain and was like, holy shit, she's cheating on Robert Pattinson. Yeah. Like, imagine being that photographer. Like, it was just the wildest thing.
Say he skipped home that day, the like, photographer.
Yeah, he's probably like, cashed his check the next morning. But that was like on a Sunday night or something. I'll just never forget that news breaking. But yeah, it is good to have a woman for once, because the rest of this is pretty much the man. So Tiger Woods, another
absolute
shocker.
This is a huge one.
And mainly because I think when they're sports stars, they're literally gods. Like people just think they cannot do any wrong. They're the perfect guy, they're the perfect husband. The sordid details that came out about his cheating was wild.
You know what I love the most about this story is the fact that when his wife found out, she chased him out of the house with one of his golf clubs.
Oh my God, did she?
And then
know
smashed
that?
The back the back window of his car.
Oh my God, stop.
Like Khloe Kardashian needs to take a leaf out of her
I
book.
I didn't
now,
know that. So wait, Ellen, or is it Elon?
I actually don't know how to
her, his
so
own
bad.
Golf
his club. Own golf clubs, and then literally chased him out of the house, and then he got in his car and she smashed the back of his window.
Now with him, it came out he had cheated like one time.
Yeah.
And then as the weeks went by, it was several,
like so
several,
many women.
Several women. Yeah. And again, that kiss and tell culture was quite big in the US that time. I remember some of the stories were wild. There was some waitress he had sex with and like up against a car at the back of a like cat or whatever, what are they called? Oh my God, I haven't been there in so long. I'm forgetting American culture.
The casino?
No. Oh my God. Like as in, where we go for pancakes and stuff.
Oh, like a diner.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, like,
wow,
Ali's
having a
moment. Get me back to LA now. I'm like, diner. I remember her, a girl coming out about that story. And then she was saying it was some of them porn stars.
Yeah, like just strippers, so many, yeah.
Escorts, like so many people. And the interesting one about this one was, I think it was the first time I've seen this, he was dropped from like Nike.
So it like seriously affected his career, because when this all came out, like Tiger Woods was like the biggest sports star in the world. Like he was huge.
Yeah, and he was like number one as well. He was like winning everything.
Yeah, and you know like sports stars in America, they're on the cover of like Cheerios and all this stuff. Like they're huge.
Got milk.
You know you've made it when you're on the cover of Cheerios. But like that was literally, he was huge. And he got dropped by Nike, Gatorade. Like, that was kind of one of the first.
I just want to know. I'll send them a letter. I've never seen that happen before.
Yeah.
With a cheating scandal. I think because I think the first cheating scandal was one thing. It's when so many more women came out and it was so sordid.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I fell in love. It was like I rode her up against a car. Yeah, it was like so.
It was like dirty, like dirty rot.
But I think when. So when they got divorced, it was 2010. I'm pretty sure it was like a good divorce. Aren't they like on good terms? Like he gave her half everything.
I think so now. Well, like he wanted to give her half.
Do they have kids together?
She's like there with the golf club. Like, you better.
You better. She's stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning. Yeah. I see you remarried now. I think he might be remarried. But do they
have kids? I'd say he's hiding the golf club.
Do they have kids together?
Tiger and Elin. I think they had two kids together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was a shocker one. And he got all the endorsement deals back, though.
Yeah.
Because once you're a sports star, you can kind of get away with literal murder. But that was such a shocking one just because of the details. Another really one that shocked me. You're not using this happen now. When Hugh Grant.
Oh my God, I was literally 1 year old.
Like, you were one. So you
I
were
was
in
one.
Your, well, you might. Were you? Yeah, you were in your
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, yeah.
You were still in your I was born in 1989. So I was like 5-ish. 36, maybe 20. So I don't remember it, but like,
yeah.
As I got older and I was a teenager and stuff, like, I knew about it because I knew about
it was
Hugh
such
Grant.
A huge
Hugh
like,
Grant
scandal.
And Elizabeth Hurley were another ish couple, but on the UK scene, like, they were just young love's dream. He was in every big movie. She was the stunning actress in every big movie. And not only was he caught cheating, he was arrested with a prostitute in his car who he had paid $60. I love how you have the exact number in the notes. $60 to get,
you know, the way I love the good details,
to get a blowjob. And he, like, it was such an interesting story because it was obviously so bad. He was caught. He kind of jokes about it a lot himself now. He
enough time has passed now
he's
where it's
like but like grand. She stood by him and they stayed together for 5 years, and actually now that was in 1995. They're still like really good friends. Like, he's been at her wedding. He's a part of her son's life. Like, they're very close.
She's
friends.
Joked about it now as well. Like, so it's obviously water under the bridge, but like, yeah.
Maybe it's because it was a once off, but I mean, I don't know if it was a once off. I mean, he was only caught once.
It was just so bad because Hugh Grant as well, like, he was literally
the rom com king.
Yeah, he was the rom com king. He was in all of them.
He was always the awkward, shy.
I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God, sorry.
I love Nottingham.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, when
with
you
the
think of that way.
In the car, like, it was just so
he's like, normally so mumbling and fumbling, and then he was actually just in his car.
He was literally fumbling in that car
in
with
car.
The prostitute. Like, it's mad. They say, I wonder, was she like, because I definitely have seen this with celebrities where they're at such the highest point of their career, which he was at the time, like the 90s were all those rom-coms. Was she just like, he's basically a god. He's the biggest person out there. If he comes home to me at night, I'll just deal with it. Because we know of many celebrity couples that, you know, there's affairs, there's cheating, and they never break up. Like, there has to come a point. Is it just where women, it's normally women standing by the man. Do they just accept this is the life they're in? That celebrities have these opportunities? Because, like, if we were out, now, I already said I would never cheat because I literally physically feel sick. But a part of me can understand if a man is out every night of the week, first of all, stay home. But anyway, if you were out every night of the week and a girl, like, you know, the most stunning women on this planet are trying to get with you, I get it. Like, it's a lot of temptation. Yeah. But like, then you need to zip up your Mickey, stay home, don't put yourself in those positions. But I do think there's a lot of, unfortunately, of women out there that they know what happens, especially with the higher celebrities. And it's just like, they're just like, well, I mean, she stayed with them for five
years.
Years.
I know.
he probably showed up with the flowers and the big speech from like the movies.
And be like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I slipped into her mouth. Like, what was the excuse? I need to know.
This podcast is taking such a turn. Oh my god.
And her accents are probably so bad.
Kids, don't watch this, don't watch please. This.
But it is just because of who he came across as in the movie.
Yeah.
If he was like playing a baddie all the time, or if he was a boxer, we'd probably be like, look.
Yeah.
But it's just because he was literally the king. And even after that, I'm pretty sure, I mean, Love Actually was a long time after that.
He definitely a long time.
Recovered and recouped. And maybe Elizabeth Hurley staying by his side helped his career continue. Because I don't think it was that damaged. I mean, he definitely had to talk about it a lot. And that's why he kind of jokes about it now. He's like, yeah, I had a problem.
Yeah, he's like,
it's in the news. It's been out there. But that's a funny one. I just think maybe deep down they are just genuinely two really good friends.
Yeah.
Because they've still stayed in touch all these years later. Like, they both have kids. They're both with each other's kids all the time.
It's kind of gas that they can joke about it. Like, it is kind of an hilarious
imagine
story.
Getting a call from like the Sun being like, hey Liz, just tomorrow's the front page that Hugh got arrested for getting a blowjob off a prostitute in his car. You'd be like, who is this? Is this a wrong number?
Like, it's so
I
bad.
I don't know how these people deal with it. Like, I've had shocking calls myself, as we all know. But like, how would you, like, is it? I mean, no one wants to get a call.
Everyone knows about that call.
No one wants to get a call saying there's a sex tape of you out there that you did not consent to. But like, a call, it seems just terrible to get a call being like, not only that your spouse cheated on you, it's the front page.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we knew about it before you.
Yeah.
Lol.
It's like, same with Rob Pattinson. Like, people found out through pictures. We have Colleen and Wayne in this?
Oh, no.
We might give them a special mention here in terms of press coverage. Like, how many times? How many times? Like, remember when he allegedly cheated with the older woman?
Yeah, I can't even remember, like, that story. Maybe this is when I was still in office.
No, like, he literally got with a woman that was... Let's get the age up here.
You're like, this is important.
This is so crazy. But the weird thing about Wayne and Colleen, right, is that their marriage and, like, their family life is so played out in the press all the time.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that so many scandals have been in the news. And it's another kind of Cheryl Cole, Ashley Cole thing. It's like, does it get to a point where you feel like you can't stay? I mean, with Colleen, I feel like she's gone past that point.
I mean, like you said earlier, though, like, they have like five kids. Don't they have five kids?
Sorry, the name of this article in the Mirror: Wayne Rooney's grubbiest moments, prostitute threesomes and granny romp. Granny
romp. Oh my
god,
granny
romp. This obviously is not defamation, because obviously these happened. Like, it's been out in the news. So let me just get to, like, I do feel really, oh my god, this is the subheading within the article: the 45 pound a time grandmother. So, like, this is so, so
oh my
bad.
God.
Like, so bad. I'm trying to get the age up here. It's actually not coming up now. But like, he's been linked and alleged to have slept with prostitutes.
Yeah.
Like, a number of times. And then there's been photos of him on nights out. Wasn't there one this year?
Yeah. Now, like, he wasn't doing anything wrong in those photos. He was literally like asleep on a chair. Like, it was just random in a hotel room or something in like Manchester. But like, yeah, there's been many a scandal that has affected their marriage heavily. Like, but they're still together.
There was something last year, yes, or maybe it was 2 years ago. I remember Wayne was in the US and he was caught in a DUI and there was a girl in the car. And I remember there was reports that time that Colleen was like, I will literally take the kids and go. And since then, there hasn't actually been an allegation of cheating. There's just been photos of him like partying.
And then remember, he got into that car crash with the girl.
That's what I'm talking about in America.
No, but there was another one in the UK. Oh, and it was God. This girl, and it was like in her little mini. Like,
this is the thing, like, this is what I'm asking about celebrity relationships. Does it get to a point, especially where the man is famous, does the woman just
go, just like, oh.
Because with Wayne and Colleen, it's quite a typical story with this sort of level of cheating. They're together since they were kids.
Yeah.
Like, so sweethearts. She has never known anything different. He trusts her implicitly because she was there before he got big. But like, how much can you take? Like, how much can you take? And especially when it's out in the press, like, I'd find it so hard to even just find out about that. And then for the whole world to know about it, comment on it, tweet about it, like, it's so insane. Oh, yeah, another good one. Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, you'd wonder if this hadn't happened, would things be different for them now? Because I feel like a lot of hate and anger she's held towards Scott started from this.
Yeah, so, like, obviously, Kourtney and Scott, they started getting together when they're in, like, 2006.
Mm.
And they were together
He's in, like, the first episode of the Kardashians. Yeah,
and they were together for, like, 10 years. But it was very on and off. Like, there was a lot of things, obviously, like, this has been spoken about before, where she had issues with his drinking. And then, like, I'd say drinking led to other things.
Other things.
But the main thing was, and this was actually what ended their relationship, like, eventually, was in 2015 when he was pictured getting very close to the stylist called Chloe Bartoli, is it? Yeah. In the south of France. And she was actually his ex-girlfriend, so that's what made it even worse. Oh. Because, like, it was definitely, like, something was going on.
And it played out on the show, didn't it?
I don't think it really did, but they definitely, like, referenced it afterwards.
Do you remember there was one episode? Yeah, no, there was an episode. Do you remember where Chloe and Kourtney are together and they put him on loudspeaker? And she's like, who's with you? There's, like, a girl in the background. Remember, they have him on the phone and she can hear a girl.
And I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's one of the early episodes in, like, the first or second season. And he basically, the next episode is, like, we know that Scott has cheated. And then, like, three episodes later, she's like, I'm pregnant. Like, they got back together right after he cheated on her, and then she got pregnant with Mason. That's how that all happened. But there is an episode where they, like, ring him and catch him out on the phone with, like, a girl being there. Like, but that's another person that just put up with it. And, like, it only gets worse. Like, I know he has other problems with alcohol abuse and stuff like that, but, like, do you know of any story on this planet where a man cheated at the start and everything was smooth sailing after?
Yeah. Like, but that whole, so obviously, like, there was things for years, but the whole Chloe thing where he was pictured with her, that was obviously, like, the last straw. And she did actually end it and, like, was like, we are never getting back together.
Sorry, yeah, I was confusing it with the very first season. I do know what you're talking about in 2015. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chloe thing. I'm talking about the Chloe, the stylist, who he was.
Chloe with a C,
not with a K.
And do you remember as well when they were probably broken up and he, like, snuck someone on vacation?
Yeah, like, it was on the show.
And then Kim was like, hello? Yeah. Remember, she, like, went into the bathroom and she called her, like, a slut and everything.
Yeah, she was like, why is there random whores in here?
Oh, it was so bad.
I was like, oh my God, Kim.
But, like, why would you go? No, that was bad of her. But also, why would you go on a family vacation? Although, if I was like, if he's like, do you want to come on a Kardashian family? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm
there, like, my bags are packed. But also, it was so inappropriate because they were so broken up by then. But I mean, there's a lot of other reasons why Kourtney and Scott are not together. But I definitely think, when she saw that, I think she was like, that's enough.
Yeah. And it was obviously, like, one of the biggest mistakes he ever made, because as we all know, he's been trying to win her back for, like, years now. And she's literally like, fuck off. Like, no.
But this is the thing. It's like, women especially are like, I'll give them one more chance. How many chances do they need? Then seven chances later, they're like, one that, like, I know so much about because I just remember it so well is the Jude Law Sienna Miller story.
So
it was
a
very classic British tabloid cheating scandal.
Yeah.
Because it was with his nanny.
Yeah.
His nanny of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Jude Law and Sienna, again, were another ish couple, like, paparazzi were obsessed with them. They were on the cover of every single magazine. He was at the top of his career, she was at the top of her career, and they were engaged.
Yeah.
Like, it fully was engaged. Such a serious relationship. And yeah, the nanny, Daisy, I mean, come on, be original, Jude. And the worst thing about that is that there was so many pictures of the nanny. It was the same. Do you remember when David Beckham was accused of cheating on Victoria with Rebecca Luce?
Yeah. It was like a high profile, like, very heavily publicized scandal.
And, like, there was pictures of her all the time.
And she was lots of details.
So with Jude and Sienna, like, I remember she was, like, absolutely heartbroken. But this is...
She was only 23 as well.
And she was so in love.
So bad.
But then the interesting thing about this story, and it's interesting to see what happens if you go back, because they got back together in 2010, I think. And it was a huge deal. Everyone was like, what? Because the cheating scandal was in 2006.
And, like, he had humiliated her.
Humiliated her. Like, the engagement broke broke off. She went off dating the people. He dated the people. And then in 2010, there was like this cover shoot. I think it was with Elle or something. And I remember she was like, we just bumped into each other again and we realized we've been wasting all this time. Like, we still love each other.
Yeah.
And they kind of did like this big holiday romance for about 6 months. They were like in Greece one day, they'd be in Malta the next, Italy, Capri. They were just like on these boats and there was all these pictures, like paparazzi were on top of them. And then everyone was like, oh my God, this is it. They're back together. And then they eventually broke up in 2011. So it's interesting to see what happens if you do go back. Like, I don't know how much, I think a lot of people in relationships like that go back. It's like they want what they had. Mm-hmm. And I think especially,
and it's just never,
it's
the
never
same.
The same. I think with, it doesn't even have to be a cheating scandal, but if there's any break of trust or any sort of trauma in the relationship, I just don't think it's ever the same. You can kid yourself for maybe 6 months, but like,
yeah,
especially if it was cheating, you know, what happens when you're 6 months and it's all comfy and Jude's like, oh, I'm just heading out. You'd be like, where are you going? Like,
yeah,
you would definitely start to be like, well, you had a constructed, you know, behind my back affair with your nanny. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I could ever get over that. And even like dating someone new after that, I'm sure you'd be like, oh my God, is he gonna do that to me? Like, I'd say it's so traumatizing.
Yeah.
But,
and like for him to do it with like someone who worked for them,
I know,
like,
it's just so bad. Oh, it's the nanny, the secretary, and the stag do. They're so unoriginal.
Right. Yeah.
One cheating scandal though that not only the couple stayed together, it actually turned them a profit.
Yeah. which is, yeah, honestly, fair enough.
It's fair enough. Like, is Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
So like that, so there would have been, so let's, okay, take a breath before we get into Lemonade. Remember the video of the lift of Jay-Z,
so iconic,
and Beyonce's sister.
Wasn't it after the Met Gala?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It was after one of them.
Yeah. Basically, what? TMZ published this video of Solange beating the shit out of Jay-Z in
like
an elevator.
Sitting there, I've been like, you do you, girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's not even like, he's my husband. She's standing there being like this. And at the time, the report was Jay-Z had cheated on Beyonce. This is the first time this had like come to light. Yeah. And the girl that he had cheated on her with was at the event, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Met Gala. It was some awards show.
It was the Met Gala, I'm pretty
and
sure,
then,
yeah.
Solange beat the shit out of them in the lift because she was like, I dare you. And I remember even when that happened, a lot of people were like, that's not what happened, it's just, you know, something else went on. And then Lemonade dropped
years later,
like years, sorry, yeah, not like,
so it was like 2016, so she dropped Lemonade. And like a lot of the songs are like very much
Becky
like,
with the good.
Who is she?
Hair.
Who is she? There's many theories
like,
as to who that is.
How do we know so much in the world? You know, we can, you know, we can vaccinate
we
COVID,
so
but we don't know who Becky with the good hair is. No. Like,
there's
I
many a theory though.
I know, but it's probably defamatory to mention the theories.
Yeah.
But the
look
thing,
it up on Reddit
the
or
thing,
something.
The thing that is really shocking about this one is Beyonce again is another very strong, empowered, stunning, you
one
know,
the most
top
beautiful woman
of
in the
her
world.
Game.
Yeah.
And me and my mom actually talked about this recently, because I was like, I just don't know why people take them back. But I remember my mom being like, do you know what though? He let, like, Lemonade humiliated him.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally detailing everything he did, how he broke her heart. It's basically like, fuck you, every song.
Yeah.
And he let it go out there. And I think he took his punishment and was like, I made a mistake and I won't make it again.
Yeah.
Like, it does seem like it's a one-time thing that happened with him. I've never heard of multiples. It seems to be this one thing that happened. But it was interesting that her way of dealing with it was not leaving him and taking the kids or anything like that. It was like, I'm going to make an album and detail what you did.
Yeah.
And it's going to be my best album. It's going to be Grammy Award winning. It's going to be everywhere. Like, it's funny how that one took a
it's
turn.
One of her most iconic albums. It's so
this, the lyrics,
oh,
and I remember when it was released, listening to every word, just being like, ah!
Yeah, like so.
And then
shook.
Suddenly we're all like, right, so that story is true.
Yeah,
like they.
But
did
like
cheat.
Neither of them actually spoke about
they
any
never have.
Cheating. Well, no, Jay-Z did. So the following year after
sorry,
Lemonade, he released 444, his album, and he basically
like,
it's like there's a lot of like apology tracks on it. It's very clear that he was like apologizing to Beyonce and Blue Ivy, their daughter.
Yeah.
And then after that was released, he did an interview with the New York Times and he was basically like, yeah, I did cheat. And he spoke about it then for the first time.
And it's so crazy because I remember after both of the release of their albums, didn't they do, was it a joint tour?
Yeah.
And they performed together. Like, there was a slight sense there was a feeling of like unease in a way, because I was like, I know they're over it, but like now I know what happened in your marriage, like, and it's not good. It's weird seeing them, and like, they're actually the ambassadors for Tiffany & Co. at the moment, and they're, the ads are all about love and true love, and I still have that bad taste in my mouth where I'm like, you cheated on her though, you know.
But like, and like you said before, like if it was a one-time maybe thing and people do make mistakes, maybe it was one of those situations. Yeah. And like they seem so solid.
They do
now.
Seem so solid, you know? Now.
It just and like they make so loads of money off that whole situation. Yeah.
Imagine being like, I'll take you back, but I'm going to tell the entire world what you did to me. He was probably like, oh, fuck.
It's like, right, fair enough.
But like, does the punishment fit the crime? Yeah. Like, remember, I know it's not on the list here, but when Cardi B and Offset had that cheating scandal.
Which one?
But I remember like, one of them when they broke up, he like stopped one of her concerts and came on stage in Paris. And
classic
she,
love
and she
bombing
was like,
thing. Like,
fuck
stop.
But
stop.
She was
that.
Literally like, fuck off. Get off the stage. And they did get back together after that. But like, there's definitely... Sometimes I'm like, what's the right punishment? What's the apology? If this was a one-time thing, like I was saying, the thing that I'd probably deal with, I can kind of get it.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's it. But it scares me. Like, I listen to rappers. Like, I've said this to you before because you're such a Kanye West fan. Like, when Kanye and Kim were good, I was really, like, alerted by some of his lyrics. I was like, is he saying he's cheating on Kim half the time? And you were like, oh, I don't know. Blah, blah. And now there's, like, rumors that maybe there was infidelity in their marriage. So I'm just like, again, it's that whole idea in Hollywood. Is it just accepted that that's what happens? That, like, your man will cheat and you just deal with it? Unless you're Beyonce,
because
then you make an album.
It's so easy for them, though. I don't know. But and like, is it much more of a thing now because, like...
social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even a thing now with just, like, people that aren't celebrities. The fact that there's, like, these stunning women or stunning men that are literally at the their fingertips
all
on Instagram. They can just message them, sliding into their DMs.
I remember when Kim and Kanye got married. I don't know if you remember this, but Kim put up a post one time and Kanye was, like, asleep in bed beside her. And she was, like, to all the side chicks.
She was, like, side chicks be like.
Yeah, and I was, like... Are you suggesting that he had, like, it was just weird. Same with Travis Scott and Kylie. Some of his lyrics make me feel uncomfortable too. I'm like, is he he's talking about his baby mama being on the cover of Forbes, and in the next sentence he's like, this other girl's with him, and I'm like, did you cheat? Were you broken up? Like, I don't like that culture that's rapped about, sang about, and we're all like, that's such a good song. But I'm also like, are you...
Again, it's like this fuckboy thing where it's like, oh,
accept it.
It's cool. It's like, no.
No, it's not cool.
Stop being
I'm your baby mama.
Yeah.
Your daughter's going to have to listen to that album when she's in her teens and be like, did dad cheat on you on
Everyone
tour?
Needs to take a leaf out of Tiger Woods' ex-wife.
Yeah, get
the golf
out.
Club. Smash his car.
We won't go through all, I might just do two more, right? We have to talk about, now this isn't technically a cheating scandal because we don't know what happened,
but
Dominic West, Lily James and Catherine Fitzgerald. Just one of the most shocking stories in 2020. We were in the pandemic. Life was hard. We needed something. This is just blue.
We all ate it up.
Like, so basically these photos appeared.
They're such iconic photos.
Such iconic. Of Dominic West and Lily James on a scooter.
They're the most random photos ever.
Scooting around Rome. And TDH looks like her dad. It's so weird. And then there's photos of them at lunch together with, like, her publicist or something.
Yeah.
And then there was a report they'd been, like, living it up in this hotel room. And there was a lot of pictures of them, like, being together around Rome. Then the story broke saying that they were basically on a European romp together or whatever.
A romp.
And then we still were like, Catherine Fitzgerald, his wife, didn't say anything yet. So we were like, are they together? Maybe they're broken up. Maybe they, like, Lily James and Dominic Cooper are a couple. Because they were in that movie together, The Pursuit of Love.
Yeah.
They
just finished filming that.
And then I remember the day they were flying home, there was more photos. And they were in the airport all over each other.
Yeah.
So then we were like, oh, okay, they must be broken up.
Yeah.
And then he held... a
mere
press
hours later,
outside their, like, British cottage, with a note, a written note in pen, good penmanship now, just being like, everything's fine.
They were like, our marriage is strong.
And then they posed for photos outside.
They kissed in these photos. Like,
everything.
What?
It was like that kind of traditional, you know, when the politician messes up And then it's like from The Good Wife. You know, yeah. Like the wife stands there and they're like, okay. It was the most awkward Downing Street, like. Thing. And it was actually so bad because Lily James got so much heat on social media. Yeah. And it's like, did anyone for a second think maybe
she's not married.
Yeah, she believed he was single. So like she had that movie come out right after. You know the one on Netflix? What was that called?
Yeah, the Rebecca. One with...
he also had his own scandal.
The one who shall not be named.
Wow. Rebecca.
Army Hammer.
Yes. Such a ride.
He's a bad man.
He's such a ride.
He's a bad man.
That's why he's such a ride. Why
no, he's bad.
Let's not speak of it. But the movie was Rebecca. Yeah. And I remember she literally pulled out loads of press, as you would, because every question is going to be about that. But there was one comment she made in the last year where someone was like, asked her about it. And she was like, I'm looking forward to like talking about it at some point because there's a lot to say.
Yeah.
And that's literally like, and all that she said.
Says it all.
That says it all.
Yeah.
But there was such... Now, you still haven't seen The Affair. Can I just say, the amount of people that have got in touch with me from listening to the Gosscast that have told me they've now watched The Affair.
Because you've talked about it so much.
They've talked about it so much. It's so good. It's not just about an affair. This is the thing. It's about so much more. But because I had watched it, I'm like, in that, he has an affair and it does not end well.
Wow.
So I was like, did you learn nothing from your character?
Yeah.
Like, nothing. But like, all
maybe he's just method acting.
It's weird.
You know?
But like there, I remember when all this happened, like a lot of older interviews were uncovered, and in them he was kind of like almost suggesting he had cheated before. He was kind of like, oh, you know yourself. It was kind of like, it's like, no,
sorry, can we just circle back
but the
to
weird
that?
The weirdest thing, the weirdest thing about this story and the connection to Ireland is obviously they own, her family owns Glen Castle in Limerick.
Yes.
And I remember when the scandal happened, a few sources online from Limerick were like, oh, he's not welcome here. Like, he's not going to
be welcome. He's not welcome in Glynn.
Yeah, not welcome in Glynn at all. Like, we were so good to him, blah, blah, blah. But now it's all grand. They're posting pictures on their Instagram page all the time. Yeah. Just, like, with their kids, all smiling. And it's like, did that not happen?
Those photos are all over the internet.
Just Google them. They're there.
The scooter.
But I'm glad for Lily, because she's dating someone now, isn't she?
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I thought she was dating someone new. Or she's been linked to someone new. Because before Dominic, she was with Matt Smith for a long time. And
there
I think there was
they
rumors
were back together, but no, I don't know.
There was rumors of infidelity in that as well. Well, not infidelity, but there was definitely rumors that Matt had grown close to that actress Claire on the Netflix The Crown.
Oh,
yeah. Well, so I don't know if actually anything happened, but there was like rumors that like put pressure on their relationship. That's why they broke up.
Yeah,
and then they got back together in the pandemic. Her and Matt did.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna look it up here though. I feel like she was linked to someone recently. Yeah, Michael Schumann. So they've been going out the last couple of months. And then she was like linked to Chris Evans after the Dominic Cooper scandal.
There was definitely something going on there.
Yeah. Chris Evans, I love him. The last one we're going to touch on is like the saddest one.
So sad.
So we all know that scene in Love Actually where it's Emma so Thompson's sad. Character sees the box. She thinks it's the necklace that she found. And then instead... She thinks it's for her. And instead it's that Joan... What's the name of that singer?
Oh, I can't remember.
Joni Mitchell.
Fergal knows. Yeah. Joni Mitchell, which is like the most depressing music anyway. And then she plays it in the room and she has the silent sob. And then she goes about her Christmas.
It's the most heart... And it, like, I've watched Love Actually, like, I'd say... Being realistic now, I'd say at least 10 times. Like,
yeah,
You watch it every Christmas. Yeah, like, yeah. It's a classic Christmas
and
movie.
And it still gets you.
It gets
you deep in your heart.
Because she just does it so well where it's like that kind of silent sob where you're just like...
But that's what I feel like happens so when you're sad. In a marriage. Like, what do you do when you've two little kids next door? You can't be like, fuck you. You have to be like, right, let's go off to the play.
She just had to wipe her tears and go back in and be
so
like,
sad.
Oh,
so
mince pie, anyone?
Makes you so sad.
No.
But basically, so you covered this on Goss the other day. She said that she was actually channeling real emotions in that scene.
Yeah, so she actually spoke about this in 2018, but because like Love Actually is always watched around this time of the year, it's kind of like come back on social media and stuff. So she was very famously married to Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
Years
ago. He just made
ago.
Belfast, by the way. That's being tipped for Oscars.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be huge. Jamie Dornan.
But they were like another like very iconic British couple. And like, you know, they were huge at the time. And they'd been married for like a really like long time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they announced their split in like
1995. Again, you were 1 year old and you're nappy.
I was literally 1 year
So much
old.
Happened that year for you.
Yes, so much happened. I was just like,
your mom was definitely reading the tabloids.
Yeah, like, I was in my crib there with like In Touch Weekly, yeah. being like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God, crazy.
So they broke up, and then kind of there was rumors swirling about, and like nothing was, well, she actually did speak about it in an interview in like 2012.
Yeah.
But they were in, Kenneth Branagh was starring in Frankenstein.
I know, it's such a weird movie to have an infidelity in, by the yeah. way. A horror.
So like. He was starring in Frankenstein with Helena Bonham Carter. And Love then her. All of a sudden him and Emma announced their split, and everyone was kind of like, what the hell? And then like mere months later, he like properly went public with Helena, and everyone was like, right, oh, something was obviously God. Going on there.
Yeah.
And
wouldn't you just be devastated? It's like Chrishell Stouse, because I'm watching the new season of Silent Sunset at the moment. The fact that Justin Hartley has now married the girl that he got with weeks after he dumped his wife, that they've both known for years and have worked so together. Hurtful. Like, imagine going through that heartbreak and then seeing someone out with them publicly.
Yeah, it's hard. And they stayed together for years. Like, I don't think they broke up until like 1999 or
and
something.
Then she got with Tim Burton.
But like, Emma has spoken about it in interviews like a few times, and she's like, listen, like, water under the bridge, me and Hannah, they're actually like mates now.
So weird.
But she has spoken about it and been like, it was heartbreaking, like it was one of the worst things that ever happened to me, but look, like, we've kind of moved on since then.
Did he buy Helena a necklace?
Well, maybe he did.
Like, I need to know.
I need to know.
But so she's basically said that in that scene she was thinking about
yeah,
what happened
to
her.
Yeah, because she was like, so she said that in this 2018 interview, she was like, I knew exactly what it felt like. Yeah. So she was like,
this is the thing for me, when I watch that movie, it breaks my heart so much. Not that he cheated, because like, I don't think he does, but the fact that he has this emotional yeah. interest in someone else, so that's sad. What would break my heart. Like, that's what would upset me.
And it's like particularly sad because it's the late Alan Rickman actually played husband,
I love him.
And like everyone kind of obviously loves Alan Rickman, so he was kind of like this character.
Dark
and then
horse.
When you find out that he's a cheater, you're like, oh my God, you're like heartbroken yourself.
Yeah.
And then like,
it's Emma. Like in Promising so Young sad. Woman, a movie that every single person on this earth needs to watch.
But
there's a character in it that you think is a good person, and then you're like, they're all the fucking same.
They're
like, I know it's saying so negative, they're not all the same. There's some lovely young chaps out there.
Yeah.
But but like, most times you
where
just,
are they?
I don't know. But most times when stuff like this happens, I'm just not even surprised anymore. I'm just like, oh, it's heartbreaking. Like,
it's so heartbreaking.
And I felt she is such an amazing actress, and that scene is just so iconic. And I saw the memes like last week, or the memes, if you're nasty.
Memes.
You know, just the moment of her being like that, and just being like, every year. I don't think anyone's ever been able to watch that scene and just eat their popcorn. Like, people are just like, oh, God.
So
you just feel it in your
it
heart.
It gets me, like.
It's so
and
sad.
And that movie is like 20 years old,
I know.
Like. Yeah, no, it actually is fully 20
it's
years old.
It's crazy. Iconic movie. I love that one. So yeah, just before we go, what's your fave Christmas movies? Love Actually is definitely up there.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't really a Christmas movie, but every year I rewatch all the Harry Potter movies. There's something festive about Harry Potter.
It's because it's like dark and the lit up castle.
Yeah.
It's a Christmassy
There's
feel.
Just something
I actually
about
think
them.
All the Harry Potter movies came out in December though, in
oh,
terms of like their release.
Yeah, and there's
dates.
Always like a Christmas scene.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
you know, the
so
banquets they have.
I'm so excited for their reunion. That's why it's obviously in December too. I think all the movies have been released in December.
Yeah.
I remember queuing for those premieres in cinemas, like, and everything. That's a good one. I actually really like, it's understated, and I really, really like The Family Stone.
I was just about to say that.
It's
such a good movie.
Good. I was trying
loads
to.
Loads of people don't know
I
about it.
I was trying to explain it to a friend of mine the other day.
It's really
and
hard to explain.
He was like, it sounds shit. And I was like, no, it's
You're
so
like,
good.
I swear it's
I was
good.
Like, you'll hate Sarah Jessica Parker. She's so annoying. He's like, this literally sounds terrible. But it really just, for me, just really encompasses what families are like at Christmas. It's just the perfect Christmas movie and all that. Like, it's not like there's a Christmas miracle or anything like that, but another one, so this is a Ryan family tradition that we always watch, is The Muppets Christmas Carol. So up until my eldest sister got married, so this is only like 6 or 7 years ago, we used to always go to her room, sleep there the night of Christmas Eve, like all of us would sleep in the same room and watch the Muppets Christmas Carol. That's
You're like, I swear I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. That was like 6, 7 years ago, I think. Could be longer than that. I can't actually remember. No, Cillian's 5, so it must have been like 7 or 8 years ago. And we used to do it all the time. So that's like the Ryan family movie.
That's cute.
And I watched that a few days ago, like or a few weeks ago. What else do I like? I love the originals, like the Santa Claus.
Yeah, love
Miracle on 34th Street.
Obviously.
Oh my God, obviously. Yeah. I love Miracle on 34th Street as well.
Yeah.
I love all the movies about Santa.
Remember we watched that? I think it was like a Coco Brown event that we went to.
Oh yeah, we saw it in Stella. That was really good.
Sorry, I just want to live in the Stella. I went to see House of Gucci there the other week, and oh my god,
it's so nice.
Like, I want to live there.
Does it feel safe and everything with COVID?
Yeah, it's very spaced out, and you obviously have like your own seat and everything. Yeah. But like, I would genuinely move in there. It'd probably be cheaper than my freaking rent.
have you ever seen the like old school classics, like White Christmas? Like, White I think Christmas. It's called, you know, that's where the song I'm Dreaming is from, that movie.
I don't know if I've seen that,
it's
but like,
really, really old school.
Wouldn't you class like Jack Frost as like a real classic? That's like a classic.
I mean,
that's very old.
The Jack Frost I know was in like the 90s. I'm talking like the 1950s.
Oh, 1960s. Like black and white movie.
Almost. They're all like, you're like, no, they're like really
I was
old
a mere cell.
It's those movies that are like everything's a musical in it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Everyone performs. I'll come up with some of the names. Like, you know, like you've ever seen Calamity Jane?
No.
I like grew up watching all the stuff because they're the sort of movies my mom grew up watching.
Yeah.
So we always would watch those sort of stuff around Christmas. I'm trying to think, is there another Christmas movie? I love Christmas Vacation, the National Lampoon's. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. It's so funny. See, it's funny. I feel like every family have their own Christmas movies.
Yeah.
A lot of people, mainly men, obviously love Die Hard at Christmas.
Love Die Hard.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it too, to be fair.
Yeah.
But like all the husbands in my family, not mine, obviously, don't have one. But like all the husbands are like, why didn't we put on Die Hard? It's like, that's their Christmas movie.
I think like 2 Christmases ago, me and my whole family watched like all of
it's
them.
It's so good.
Isn't there like 5?
Yeah, and it's always set at Christmas time.
So good.
So they're really good ones. But yeah, I think probably Love Actually, The Holiday.
Yes, so iconic.
I know it's not technically a Christmas movie, but like it is.
It
happens
festive.
Around that time.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that one. Now I'm going to watch God Love Me, that new one on Netflix, Single All the Way. Because I'm like,
oh,
it's
I
been talked about.
It.
I'm gonna give it a chance.
Yeah.
Because like,
is
it really
oh, is
good?
It?
Right, Fergo says it's amazing. I just feel like it is actually hard at Christmas. Like all the movies are about like families reuniting and like people like getting back with their loved ones. Like, what do you watch when you're single? Do we watch Single All the Way, Virgil? That's the one. Okay, so I'll give it a try.
Another actually like Netflixy new Christmas movie that I really like is Holiday with Emma Roberts. It's
I actually saw that. I liked that.
It was good.
I surprisingly liked that. I was kind
because
of
if you watch
unsure.
The trailer, you're like, oh, it's gonna be shit.
No, it was.
It's actually like
good.
A good.
Is there gonna be a follow up to that?
I don't know. I hope so. Your man's in it, is it right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And he's Australian, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But Netflix, they... Oh, and you know what I'm looking forward to? Which is random, though, because they're not bringing it out until next year. But Lindsay Lohan's Christmas movie, that's going to be...
Is that not coming out until next year?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's
Which
sake.
Is so sad.
We need a bit of Lindsay now.
We do.
Now is her moment. Right, on that moment, we'll wrap it up. Just a reminder that this episode of the Gosscast has been brought to you by Irish-owned CBD company, Greenheart CBD. So don't forget, you can log on to greenheartcbd.ie right now and shop their entire range. So for more information about CBD oils and the projects in which Greenheart CBD are working on, you can visit their website now, greenheartcbd.ie. And yeah, we'll chat to you next week.
Bye.